Recommended resources. www.howexpert.com. Short how-to guides on unique topics by everyday experts. www.howexpert.com/travel. Additional resources for travel enthusiasts. Introduction. Why plan a trip? Cross-country trips can be glorious, exhilarating, and even educational. They can also be exhausting, expensive, and an education in what not to do on a vacation next year. If you want to travel from coast to coast in the USA, prior planning is essential. Taking off with no direction, no ideas about what to see and which way to go, no arrangements, and no marked maps will result in a cross-country trip which you will not want to write home about, or even send pictures to the children. Consider this scenario. Your trip begins with everyone arriving late, and there are two last-minute trips to the corner store to make spontaneous purchases. You finally hit the road an hour and 15 minutes behind schedule, but you figure you'll make up time once you get out of the city. The trip goes smoothly until it's time for lunch. Everyone has a different idea of what to eat, where to eat, and several have decided that a picnic lunch in Hershey Park would be perfect. Nobody knows just how far it is to Hershey, but since there are no further plans for the day, it doesn't seem to matter. The picnic lunch goes well, but by the time you get back on the road, it's really late. Someone in the back seat, reading the Pennsylvania travel brochure, says, "Look, we'll be going really close to Gettysburg. I've always wanted to go there." The other backseat passengers look over at the book and says, "Wow, that looks great. Why don't we do it?" Quick calculations from the map reveal that it's just too far out of the way to stop for just a few hours, so if everyone wants to do it, you'll have to stay the night. There's a brief discussion, argument, and the decision is made to forego Gettysburg. The one with the bright idea isn't happy and pouts for the next few hours, casting a cloud of gloom on the whole car, until you reach the upper neck of Maryland and someone spots a sign for a scenic train ride, and the last few hours are forgotten in the excitement of the Western Maryland Railroad's scenic railroad ride. By the time the train ride is over, everyone is exhausted and agrees that the little town of Cumberland, Maryland, would be a fine place to spend the first night. Unfortunately, there is a local college graduation the next day, and every motel within 30 miles is fully booked. The weary travelers move on to search for a place to stay, grumbling that they should have made better plans. With the right planning, the chances of this type of unpleasantness are minimal, and you can look forward to your trip with excited anticipation. Take off with confidence, arrive at your destination with satisfaction, and you can even enjoy Eggs Benedict somewhere near the midpoint of your trip. In this book, you will learn how to plan a cross-country trip starting from New York City and arriving in San Diego, California, 21 days later. Find glorious and exhilarating scenery to enjoy every day. Find attractions to please every traveler. Locate the most unique, best-priced, and highest-rated accommodations along your preferred route. Keep your trip flowing smoothly, with a minimum of delays and alterations. Maybe even learn something while having tons of fun and getting plenty of sleep. And arrive at your destination and not feel like you need a vacation to recuperate from your vacation. Most importantly, this planning will eliminate the anxiety of not knowing where you're headed, where you'll end up for the night, and what each next day will bring. So get at it. What you will need. There are a number of resources for planning a road trip. Some of them are absolutely essential. Some of them are very helpful. And some of them are fluff and will only end up in your way or on the floor. Here are the travel tips you absolutely need to plan your trip. A map of the United States. Preferably one that will fit on your dining room table when fully open, but that is not so small that you can't see the interstates in major cities. Highlighter markers. At least three colors, and preferably neon yellow, pink, and green. A map of each state you want to traverse. A street map of any major city you want to visit and spend more time than 4 hours exploring. A calculator. A blank line spiral notebook, 8.5 by 11, if you write in large letters. The next smaller size if your handwriting is normal sized. A computer and a printer. And, your credit cards. There will be other resources you may want to take with you on your trip, but don't get bogged down in TMI. Too much information. TMI always results in overstimulation, too many ideas, and many times a fatal case of trip-canceling frustration. That's when you throw everything off the table and say, "Let's just go to the beach." Chapter 1. The plan to plan your trip. Every endeavor, whether it's starting a new business, writing a new book, or planning a trip, begins with a plan. Just as you need a strong plan to start your business, you need a strong plan to start your planning session. Why on earth would you need a plan to do a plan? It's simple. Planning a trip is a process, and every process must be worked through in the proper order for it to be successful. When thinking about trip planning, it's clear that planning which motels to stay at in the beginning of the process, before you plan on how many miles you want to travel each day, is a waste of time. Most stops will have to be replanned if you put the motel before the mileage. Here's how to plan your trip. Set a time and date for your first planning session so that all travelers can be present. Gather the resources listed in the previous section. Set some ground rules for the planning sessions. Everybody will have the opportunity to express opinions. Everybody will listen to all the opinions, regardless of how bizarre they sound. Everyone will have a vote in every decision. Everybody will keep voices calm, low in decibels, and as kind as possible. Everybody will refrain from name-calling and using words that make mom cringe. And everybody will have access to all resources. Once all the planners are in a good mood, this may take refreshments and other incentives, choose a starting point and a final destination for the trip, and mark each one with a pink circle on the map of the USA. Each planner will make a list of the places, attractions, and routes they would absolutely love to include, must see, or really want to try and visit on this trip. This list can be made ahead of time. In fact, this would help reduce the length of planning sessions. Gather all lists and make one list, including all entries, being sure to mark entries that were on multiple lists with the number of lists. For example, if the Alamo was on three lists, enter a red 3 beside it on the list. Locate each entry on the USA map and mark each one with a yellow circle. Draw a green line from the starting point through each yellow circle. Try not to backtrack to the destination. Study the results and assess each line and circle to determine which stops are feasible, which routes will take you through the most popular sites, and how many days it will take to make these stops along those routes. If your green line is straight and goes through stops that are on each list in equal segments, then your planning to plan your trip is complete. In fact, your planning's almost done. Chances are this won't happen, and what you will have is a map with two pink circles, at least two or three dozen yellow circles, depending on the number of travelers, and a jagged, convoluted, and very long green line. In this case, you will want to take a break for refreshments, or maybe even to another time, and make the following decisions. Which route you will take from the starting point to the destination? This may depend on the time of year, since southern route makes more sense in the winter than the route through South Dakota. Approximate places for overnight stops, after deciding on your minimum and maximum daily mileage. Attractions and sites you will visit along the way. Mark the must-sees with a bright marker. And promise each other that flexibility and common sense will prevail in your final planning. Have everyone make a list of the attractions, sites, cities, and regions you plan to visit, and have each person agree to gather specific resources for the next session. There are many travel books available from the travel planning organizations like AAA, and there are travel brochures and magazines published by almost every state in the union. Most counties and/or regions in every state, and the vast majority of large cities, and many smaller cities as well. Historic sites and parks provide free travel information in the form of brochures, maps, and promotional material from every place within 50 to 100 miles of them. With everyone promising to bring these resources to the next session, your planning to plan is complete, and you're ready to get down to business. Your first planning session. Gather your travelers and the resources they brought, Make the coffee and get out the cookies. Start with an upbeat attitude, even excitement, by looking at your route and sharing information about prior experiences about the stops and sites you have marked. Each traveler should have a notebook and make appropriate notes so that everyone has the same information in front of them during the discussions. Spread around the printed resources and take some time to look over them, making notes of the important information. Of course, the internet is the most complete source there is for travel information, and the information available has the added benefit of being in video form on many websites. It's possible to see virtually every spot you want to visit on your trip by booting up your computer while you're poring over the maps. The internet also provides mapping programs on Google.com, Yahoo.com, AAA.com, and other travel sites. All you have to do is enter the starting point and the destination, and the program will provide you with written directions, as well as detailed maps of the route. You will have accurate mileage and, in most cases, even the locations of lodging, attractions, restaurants, gas stations, and restrooms. If anyone is experienced with any of these online tools, it's wise to give the job of manipulating the websites to one person. If a wireless connection is available and others have laptops, it's helpful if everyone gets the same thing without hanging over each other or trying to see around corners. The planning software available online can be invaluable in finding places you have chosen. It can also find unique and out-of-the-way travel gems that no one knew about, but which can make your trip. For example, in planning a trip from New York to Florida, one computer user decided to stop in Plains, Georgia, to visit the Jimmy Carter National Historic Site. A routing software showed some hotels along the I-75 corridor, some 20 to 30 miles from Plains. But a further search uncovered the Plains Historic Inn, with rooms decorated in different styles according to the decades, from 1920 to 1980. A top-rated restaurant, and a room rate of $74 to $100 per night. This has become a regular stop on the annual New York to Florida run. If no one has the ability to use one of these online tools, consider engaging in the services of a travel consultant. A solid, workable travel plan is worth every cent you will pay. Chapter 2. How to plan your trip. New York City to San Diego, California. To illustrate the principles of good trip planning and the possibilities that only arise by using the planning resources in advance, the following section will detail the steps to plan a trip, beginning in New York City and arriving in San Diego, California, 21 days later. By listing the cities and areas you wish to visit and by calculating the mileage allowing approximately 300 to 350 miles per day, you will devise the trip plan using an online routing program or a map and calculator. The first step is preparation. Preparation. Number 1. Prepare a table showing the following columns. A. A start column. This will be your starting location. B. A stop column. This will be for meals and attractions along the way, and lodging. C. Another stop column. This will be for meals and attractions along the way, and lodging. D. Destination. This will be your ending location for that leg of the trip. E. Total miles. This should be the total miles traveled that day. F. Total hours. This should be the total driving time that day. 2. Enter the locations from the USA map in the start and destination columns. 3. Calculate the mileage between locations and enter in the total miles column. 4. Calculate the estimated total driving time and enter in the total hours column. 5. Leave the stop columns blank for now. 6. Make the lines tall enough to write in the names and locations or several attractions, restaurants, and other sites. The next step is to explore your resources to find attractions in and around the locations on your list, as well as places of interest along your route. Since these are everybody's favorite spots, there may be many suggestions forthcoming, as well as many new opportunities to discover. Allow enough time for exploration and discussion, but don't deal with the details for now. Time needed, cost, etc. Just enjoy the tour. Prepare a similar table for attractions. Then add the possible attractions between each day's start and destination as you discuss them. Be sure and list every suggestion, so that everyone feels they have a say in the decisions. Again, mark the entries with numbers or colors to indicate the amount of interest among your travelers. Try to get an agreement on these preferences now, as it will make the next steps go more smoothly. Only after calculating the hours and miles should you start making decisions about which ones to cut off the list. This will be the next step. Enter lodging suggestions at the destination in that column. Your list might look like this. The next step is to make a simple list of these attractions to allow for the details of each suggested stop on the trip. This format will make it easier to compare times and features. Using your gathered resources, make entries for each item in the comments column. Attractions: museum, amusement park, nature park, tour, boat ride, etc. Lodging: B&B, resort, spa, hotel, motel, etc. with cost and rating. Restaurant: type of food served, rating, cost range. Flag items which are of enough interest to warrant a multiple-day stay. Then, add the amount of time needed for each stop. Remember to add extra time for travel if the attraction is a significant distance from the planned route. Now you will have a complete list of everyone's suggestions, as well as the necessary information to make decisions as to which stops can be included. The next step is a difficult one. At least one person's very favorite spot will have to be cut from the list, so it might be a good time for refreshments, or to take an even longer break to allow more individual research and thought. Maybe several days. When the group is ready, gather again with your list and begin discussion of each item. After a thorough look at each suggested stop, vote for inclusion in the trip. Use temporary markings, as discussions on items further down the list might lead to a change in the vote. Once this is completed, you should have a final list of lodging, attractions, and restaurants for your trip. Be absolutely sure that everyone understands the plan is flexible enough to allow for some changes in times or the order of attractions within the same location or city. Make a somewhat lighthearted vow to keep to the schedule, with the understanding that anything cast in stone is usually only good for throwing at windows. The trip will be much more enjoyable if the travelers are not under constant stress from a schedule that is too tight or rigid. The best motto here is, go with the flow, as long as the flow keeps flowing. Having culled the list down according to the amount of time needed, the mileage between each location, and the preferences of your fellow travelers, you now have a day-by-day schedule for your trip. A sample schedule is included here. Notice the following flags and markings. Sites marked in bright blue, indicating the possibility of adding an extra day to allow more time. The total time marked with an asterisk, indicating more than 10 hours. After studying this schedule, discuss those highlighted and marked entries showing the days which are just too full and several locations which clearly call for multiple days in order to fully enjoy the visit. These locations should be examined and the timing shifted. The first day is a long day, 10 hours, if the scenic railroad ride is included. The first day of a trip is the best day to go long, and the extra time will be spent in relative comfort on a train. The other times scheduled that day are for meals, which can be shortened if necessary. Consider leaving this day as is. The third leg, from Greenup, Kentucky to Louisville, takes you through Lexington, Kentucky, which has many attractions relating to the horse racing industry. If cutting out the Saddlebred Museum and cutting other visits short makes any horse lovers unhappy, consider expanding this visit to 2 days. Obviously, Six Flags is a day-long event, so add a day here. Branson, Missouri is a gem with its many theaters featuring famous musical headliners, and the trip through Springfield and Ozark has captured everyone's attention. The Wildlife Aquarium is highly recommended, and Lambert's Cafe is the talk of the Midwest. With its throat rolls and bottomless serving dishes of fried okra and mashed potatoes, yes, the waitstaff stands in the door of the kitchen and throws you their delicious rolls instead of delivering them in a boring basket. What a wild place! The showboat, Branson Belle, is a great dinner cruise. And who can pass up a ride on the Ducks Amphibious Tour Bus Boat? Clearly, Branson needs at least 2 full days. The history buffs who included Vicksburg, Mississippi on their lists may see this extra overnight stop to allow enough time to leisurely enjoy the historical museums and the unique Coca-Cola Museum Diner. By splitting up the 5-hour-long trip from Greensville, Mississippi to New Orleans with an overnight in Vicksburg, there would be plenty of time to explore all the historical sites and arrive in New Orleans at an earlier hour. This would afford the opportunity to choose one of the outstanding restaurants on the list and even cruise through the French Quarter for a few hours before bedtime. The Big Bend National Park in Texas and its surrounding activities offer some irresistible fun, such as a half-day river tour and a 50-mile scenic drive through the park. These gems are definitely worth an extra day and a second night in the plush resort. These additions will put you in San Diego exactly 21 days after you leave New York City, just as you had originally planned, making this trip schedule a huge success. If every traveler agrees with that assessment, you are ready for the next step in planning your cross-country trip. Chapter 3. How to plan to take the trip. There's a huge difference between planning your trip and planning to take your trip. In planning your trip, you choose the route and your stops, and you put them all together in a schedule that will fit with everyone's abilities. If you follow the how-to instructions in the previous sections, you will successfully create a trip that is filled with exciting opportunities and some extra time to fully appreciate them. As you now plan to actually get on the road, you will want to be just as thorough, because even the best laid-out plan can be scuttled by unforeseen events, emergencies, or just someone who can never be on time for anything. The steps for planning to take your trip are 1. Finalize your schedule. 2. Prepare for your long absence from home. 3. Prepare your vehicle. 4. Prepare your trip accessories. And 5. Prepare and pack your personal belongings. Number 1. Finalize your schedule. Review your schedule and prioritize each stop, marking each site or attraction with numbers or colored markers, in order of preference. For instance, a number 1 or a red star might indicate a must-see, and a number 3 or a green star could be designated a site that could be cut out of the day if necessary. Accidents and other emergencies can happen at any moment, and it's best to have those decisions made in advance. If you are faced with a delay, this prior planning decreases the stress which always accompanies unforeseen circumstances by already having a plan in place. Some travelers find it helpful to prepare a daily schedule with locations of gas stations and rest areas or bathrooms along the route listed at the bottom. This information can be briefly recorded on a post-it note which can be stuck anywhere in the car to allow for quick reference. It is wise to also include emergency numbers for the state or area being traversed that day, as well as contact numbers for your lodging and other destinations. The more technology-savvy travelers will find it helpful to have those numbers already programmed into their cell phones or PDA. 2. Prepare for your absence. A 3-week trip means you will be away from home for a significant amount of time. It is important to secure your home and protect your property, as well as provide for the suspension or coverage of certain services. These are necessary steps to take to allow you to relax and enjoy your trip. Arrange to have someone pick up your mail or to have the postal service hold it until you return. If you are expecting important bills and other correspondence during your absence, it may be wise to have someone gather your mail each day or to pick it up from the post office every few days. Do not leave it to gather in the mailbox outside your home. You can find the postal service form to hold your mail at the local post office or online at www.usps.com. Place a timer on your porch light and several lights in your home. The living room and the bedroom are best. Set them to turn your lights on at dusk or whatever time you normally turn them on when you're at home, and to turn off at bedtime. It is wise to set timers to different times of day and, if possible, for different times on different days so that no pattern becomes obvious to passersby. Alert your neighbors to your prolonged absence and enlist at least one of them to keep watch for intruders or problems with the house. Inform them of the timing and schedule of your lights and leave a key with one neighbor in case of a power failure or other emergency. If power is out to your home for more than 24 to 36 hours, having someone come in and clean out your refrigerator and freezer will save you money and keep you from a very unpleasant task when you return. Arrange to have your driveways and sidewalks plowed in the winter and your grass mowed in the summer. keeping to your regular schedule so that it will not be obvious that no one is home. Stop newspaper and milk deliveries, as well as any other regular service for which you normally have to be present. Alert your bank and credit card companies that you will be using your credit and debit cards in many different locations and for sums that may be greater than your normal transactions. Keep close watch on your accounts via phone or internet to be certain that only your charges are appearing on your accounts. When using your cards in public places, take care that your numbers are not visible to other people around you. It is wise to arrange for a preloaded card, which allows you to add your own funds to a special account that is not tied to your bank accounts or credit card accounts. These cards can be used just like a credit or debit card, as long as they have a Visa or MasterCard logo. Some travelers prefer to use traveler's checks, but you should be aware that many merchants do not accept them anymore, and those that do usually require that you show your identification. They are no longer just like cash. Speak to your medical care team about your proposed trip. Request additional prescriptions if your medications will run out while you're away from your regular pharmacy, as well as your emergency contact numbers, which will allow you to be in touch with your physician and/or your medical records. If you do not have a card or other device to store your emergency medical information, your doctor or pharmacist can advise you on the best method of carrying this vital information with you so that it's available to any emergency medical personnel. If you have a chronic condition that may require attention, ask your doctor for referrals to doctors or hospitals along your route, and be sure to have phone numbers for these resources. Prepare a copy of your final itinerary and leave it with your neighbors, family, friends, and anyone else who might need to contact you in case of an emergency. Include phone numbers for lodging and other locations where you will be spending a significant amount of time, as well as the cell numbers of all travelers. If you have a security system installed in your home, inform the company of your travel plans, with specific dates and contact information. Be sure that they have an alternative primary contact number for a neighbor, family member, or someone who can be available to the residents if necessary. If it hasn't been checked out recently, ask them to inspect your system to be certain it is in good working order before you leave. Number 3, prepare your vehicle. This is a vital step which many travelers overlook in their excitement and hurry to get on the road. Your vehicle will be your home for the next 21 days, and it will be traveling at speeds between 70 and 80 miles per hour. Preparing your rolling home for a safe and enjoyable trip involves several key steps. Have your vehicle inspected by a reputable mechanic, and specifically request these services. Change the oil, if it hasn't been changed in the last 3,000 miles. If it's only been between 1,000 and 3,000 miles, keep in mind that you will be putting more than 4,000 miles on the vehicle in the next 3 weeks. Ask your mechanic if it would be wise to change the oil now or wait and have it changed while on the road. Check the tires for acceptable tread and the correct tire pressure. Write down the level that your mechanic